Let's all stand. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for what you've done for us and the blessed assurance you put in our hearts to serve you and live for you, Lord. Pray you'll bless the service and take preeminence in everything we say and do and have thine own way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Let's turn to 245. We have an anchor. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It is safely moored, 'twill the storm withstand, for it's well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cable his heart to mine can defy the blast through strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock not moved, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear when the breakers have told the reef is near. Though the tempest rain, wild wind blows, not an angry wave shall our bark. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death when the waters cold chill are laid up. Rising tide, it can never fail while our hopes abide within the veil. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore with the stars.
We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to page 4. I love him. Gone from my heart, the world and all its charm. Now through the blood, I'm saved from all alarm. Down at the cross, my heart is bending low. The precious blood of Jesus cleanses white as snow.
Trust alone.
392. Praise God, I am free. For a long time I traveled down a dark, lonely road. My heart was so heavy and sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out through His saving power. Praise God, I am free. Them washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken its flight. Like a blind man that God gave back his sight. Like a poor wretched beggar whom fortune and fame. I'm so glad that
free, free, free from
may be seated.
Your hand in our lives, we see yes. That anchor, Lord, tied fast. And Lord, what can separate us from the love of God? We adore you and appreciate you and thank you for all you've done. Lord, we ask that you would bless the service, Lord, and bless the offering as we come to this phase, Lord, that you would just multiply, Lord, and meet the needs of the church, Father, we ask. Lord, of everyone, Lord, just bless each and every one that's gathered. Bless those that can give, Father. Lord, those that can't, Lord, yes. Just, Lord, may your blessings just flow through the church tonight, we ask. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing Jesus is the sweetest name.
Yes.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his holy name. That's the have a prayer request. Brother Lafler, you want to take it?
Heavenly Father, we come again tonight, Father. We pray, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, in our service, Father. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and afflicted, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, tonight, Lord. Lord, Heavenly Father, that our hearts will be right with Jesus Christ. Lord, we know, Father, we're living in an hour. Lord, Heavenly Father, if now or never.
Yes.
So all we got, as I read this morning, Brother Bram said, he said, get right now, people. Get right. Don't wait for more. Get right today.
Amen.
Lord, I believe that's what we're waiting for. Get ourselves out of the road. Get Jesus Christ in. Amen. Father, I just pray, Father, the message tonight, you ever bring
yes.
Lord, give us the whole God, the revelation. Understanding of our word. Help each one of us, I ask you
yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special song? Okay. Let's turn to page 37. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the pardon. I am.
Let's all stand and sing Only Believe.
Say it's been good to be here. Amen. How great he is. Hallelujah. Just love him and appreciate him. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, once more, you've given us an opportunity to come. And Lord, how thankful we are that we are here. And Lord, we just ask tonight that through the way of your precious word, that Lord, as simple as it may seem maybe, but Lord, it's your word and it is inspired. And Lord, you've got a purpose for everything that you do. And Lord, we just want to be willing vessels, Lord, to just do whatever you want done. And Lord, we just ask that you would have your way in the remainder of this service. Bless these few words. And Lord, just help our hearts, Lord, to be there. Just drop a little nugget somehow down in there, Lord, that somewhere, Lord, it'll be of help to someone, we pray. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you all of our glory and the honor for everything that you've done and are doing for us. In the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My, is just so sweet. Amen. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles to Romans, the 10th chapter. Amen. This is a little, it ain't quite what I had intended to bring when I left the house, but it just kept falling into place, and I thought, we're just going to read some scriptures. Amen. So keep your Bibles handy. Amen. And I think time we're done, it'll maybe somewhere it'll strengthen someone. Amen. Romans, the 10th chapter. Amen. When you think on these things and you begin to think on the word and you begin to meditate, it just gets bigger and bigger. And you just begin to think about things and it just makes you excited. Amen. It makes your heart burn. Amen. Glory. Romans 10 and the 17th chapter, or 17th verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Just a little simple verse. But faith cometh by the hearing of God's word. Amen. God is just so simple. You know, he does things in simplicity, and the more you begin to see God unfolding himself, the more you begin to see the simplicity of God. And how it goes against We humans want to make God complicated, but God just lays it out there. Amen. And it's just, it's almost simple enough that the human mind can't comprehend it. But God's so great, he can humble himself and hide himself. Oh my, as he hid himself one day in the form of a babe in a manger. Oh my, God, come to earth. Oh my. Amen. A lot of things there. Amen. Let's turn over to Job. Amen. And read a verse of scripture. Amen. I didn't get a chance to mark these, so take me a little minute to find it as well. There by Psalms. Amen. But Job, and we're going to go to that 38th chapter. Amen. Let me make sure I get my notes here. Amen. I'm sorry, Job, the 42nd chapter. Brother DeLong was reading from the 38th when he started. And God speaking to Job out of the whirlwind. God spoke to him. I want you to notice that and keep that in mind. God was speaking to him, declaring to him all these things. And after those two chapters from the 38th to the 42nd, then Job begins to speak here at the 42nd chapter. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Amen. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak, and I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Amen. Hear God come down and spoke to him. Amen. Declare unto me, Job. Yeah. And maybe Job couldn't answer him right there to start. Mm-hmm. But oh, the word of the Lord came unto him and God began to speak to him. Amen. And oh my, he opened Job's understanding. Yes. Oh my, what a picture there. Amen. Laid himself out. God mm-hmm. in a whirlwind spoke to Job. Oh my, how simple, but look how great of a picture it painted for Job. Oh my, Job stirred in his heart. Amen. Glory. Let's turn over to, let's go to Luke, the 24th chapter. Amen. We should be able to get through this fairly quickly. Amen. Don't want to hold you too long. And we've read all these things, but I just want to read them so they're fresh in your heart with the thought here tonight. Amen. Luke 24. Amen. Luke 24, start there at the 13th verse. And a very familiar little thing, but just listen again as we've all God's words inspired.
Yes, it is.
And it don't matter how many times you read it, each time I just
Amen.
Think of a different angle. I think of something else. And boy, just would like to have been in these shoes that time, but we're in these shoes tonight.
Lord.
And that's what I hope we can see when we're done is God is still here, the same
Amen.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Glory.
Amen. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Amen.
Amen.
They still just didn't have an understanding. They had heard. They had heard all these things that was supposed to take place. But oh my, here they was walking along sad. There wasn't a reality to what they had heard. But oh my, who was walking with them? God. And who was Jesus Christ? The Word made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And he said, But yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so, as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto a village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass that he set at meat with them. He took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sights. Amen. Then they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Amen. I want you to look here. The Holy Spirit, God, opening up his word by the hearing of the word. Amen. He opened up their understanding. Oh, my, and revealed himself to them. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that for a moment. I kind of got ahead of myself, but let's go ahead and go to John, the 4th chapter, and back up. I meant to get this before I got to Luke. But amen, in each one of these situations, I want you to watch the reaction of the people as they begin to hear that precious word and it began to be revealed to them. Amen. Here in John, John 4 and the first verse, amen. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs to go through Samaria. And then he cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his own son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Oh my, how many times have we sat in the same place she's sitting right here? Oh, maybe we didn't ask. Oh, my. My, may we look at it a little different when we come through these doors and we come in to hear what we think is just the pastor's going to speak. But, oh, may our eyes truly be open to who's speaking to us. Amen. And he said, for his disciples were gone away into the city. Let's see. And he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. And the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said to her, Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And I just, even the conversation, Jesus just kind of, she didn't know who he was, just a man sitting by the well. But here he just started dropping little things. Little things that was just, that's different. That's strange. Little bitty nuggets starting to fall. And he says, and the woman saith to him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly? And the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. But we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. She knew. She had heard the word. But oh my, here was that word being vindicated right out to her. Oh my, something down on the inside. Who was there opening up that channel? God. There, speaking the word. Oh my, and it was just doing the work down on the inside of her little heart. I'm sure there was little things jumping all around in there, beginning to stir. Oh my, oh my. What is this? What is this I'm hearing? Why do I feel this little tickle on the inside? Why do I feel this sudden joy, this sudden urge down on the inside? And you would have thought she'd have just walked away. No, no, there was something down in there. Just, oh, what is this? A drive, something pulling greater than she was. Amen. Amen. And it says, and the woman said, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus say unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Amen. Amen. And oh my, she left her water pot and ran into the city. Why? It had struck home in her heart. She had seen him. Amen. The word was made alive in her heart. And it caused a combustion. It caused a reaction down on the inside. God revealing his word, making himself known. Oh my, to a little lady of that age. Hallelujah. Amen. Just think about it for a moment, saints. Amen. Job, the word revealed to him. And oh, oh my, what a joy it caused in his heart. Amen. Those disciples, oh, walking along the road, the joy that overflowed, and our hearts did burn within us. Amen. It caused something down on the inside, something they couldn't hold, something they couldn't contain. Yes. It was causing a reaction. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we might read this and say, oh, that was Jesus. But I want to renew your mind to something Jesus said here in John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Let's just read it. Amen. John 14 and 16. Very familiar. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. Let it be personal. Amen. When we come in these precious doors, we're not just coming to hear somebody speak just words from a page. But oh my, that little bit of joy you feel that begins to stir in your heart, that draw that you feel, it's not the draw of a man. It's not some all-elegant speaker. But it's the precious word of God. Amen. For it is spirit and it is life. Yes, it is that drawing power. It is that inexhaustible fountain of life. Amen. And oh my, when you get a little taste, you just can't want more. Amen. And more of it. And as you hear this precious word, that's what it becomes. Hallelujah. But oh my, as he drops on down there to the 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. How many times does the Holy Spirit lay it? We know in Ephesians 4, he says he gave gifts unto the church, pastors, teachers, prophets, evangelists, apostles, for the work of the edifying of the saints. And how God lays on their heart the things to bring. And how as little sheep we come in and we sit down under the precious Holy Spirit and the anointing and the presence of God in this little place that we have together in. And we sit down in the quietness of the Holy Spirit and begin to sing songs to prepare our hearts. Amen. And then as God begins to open up the words, do you realize it's the same God that's revealing this to you that stood there and talked to Job out of that whirlwind? The same God that walked along the road of Emmaus with those two disciples and opened up their understanding? Amen. The same God that stood there at that well and told her, I am he. Oh my, that same God is sitting here tonight with us, breaking forth his word. Each time we come in, he's opening up our understanding. He's opened up and revealing himself to us in simplicity. And he prepared a people, predestinated a people to be conformed to his image. He justified him. He glorified him. Oh my, set him right here. In this time and season, in the precious word, he knows just when to water it, just when to let the sun shine a little hotter. Water it some more. And oh my, how it just begins to draw and it begins to stir in the heart. Amen. But oh my, as maybe we see a diagram drawn on a chalkboard. And oh my, maybe it just looks like maybe some scribbles on there. But oh my, how that the Holy Spirit there with the Word has a channel that it just begins to speak to the inner man. Oh my, maybe to the human mind it doesn't mean anything, hardly. But oh my, there's something down on the inside that's saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. I can truly know how Job must have felt sitting there. Oh my, but when God begins to reveal himself, oh, what a joy it causes to shine forth out of our hearts. Amen. In John 15th chapter in the 26th verse. But when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Amen. Each one of them. Look at Job. Didn't he testify? I have heard of thee with my ear, but now I see it.
Amen.
Amen. That little woman at the well. I know when the Messiah cometh. And she said, he said, I am he. Boy, she ran. I have found him. Amen. It was a uniting hallelujah there.
Amen.
And the scripture says, and ye shall bear witness. Witness because thou hast been with me from the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Because why? There was something predestinated down in there that it came from. Where did it come from? Eternity.
Yes.
And oh my, it was recognizing its place.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Representation of predestination shining forth out of our lives. When that word comes, it's, oh, hallelujah. It's a joy. There's no fighting. It's just so easy just to open up the womb and say, oh, pour it in there, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why is that? Because, oh my, he predestinated it. Amen. There isn't no bucking it, no fighting it, but it's amen to the precious word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus off the scene. Amen. We see him in the Old Testament. But let's go to Acts 10:44. Amen. Amen. I think it's 38. Amen. 37. Start at the 37th verse. Peter speaking, he says, and the word I say, ye know which was published throughout all Judea, and begin from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Now, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God. Amen.
Amen.
Even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. Amen. What do you think's falling on you when you're sitting there? Maybe our brother's up here bringing this word, reading it off the pages the way it is. It ain't our brother that's dipping something down in there that causes your heart to burn.
Amen.
It isn't our brother out there stirring this body, making it hallelujah and glory.
Amen.
That ain't our brother. That's the Holy Spirit that's working down on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. He says, and the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, and as many as came with Peter, because all the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to look at that. The Holy Spirit making his word alive and real in a people's hearts.
It
wasn't Peter that placed that in there. But oh my, ground predestinated beforehand, before the foundations of the world, there was a gene. Oh my, and it met the time and the hour and the place right there, and the Holy Spirit quickened the word to it. Oh my, and it brought it to life. Amen. A reaction and a vindication that the Holy Spirit was alive and living through those people. Amen. God manifesting his own word, interpreting his own word. Hallelujah. Making it come to pass right down the line. Glory. And here we sit today, recipients. Amen. It's our turn. Hallelujah. It's good to go back here. Read about Job. It's good to go back here and read about Peter and them disciples. Oh, my, it stirs my heart.
Amen.
But oh, what about today? Hey, man, it's my turn. I'm sitting here, and by God's grace, the word is coming. There's something down on the inside that's churning. It's burning. Hallelujah, that's me. I see my name written there. I see that scripture's for me. I seen repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I can say I've been born again. Amen. Praise God, I am free. Hallelujah. Oh, what a joy it just puts down in your heart. It's a reality. Oh my, but if you've never experienced it, you go through life with, well, I've heard of the Holy Ghost. I've heard that a man can be born again. I've heard that it causes a great joy and peace. But oh my, when you can say, I've experienced it, hallelujah. I've got that joy. I've got that peace. I've got that settlement, that contentment in my heart. Amen. I see that my name has been written down. Oh, what a joy it ought to stir in our hearts. And how our bodies ought to be a recipient of that. And that joy in there, it can't help but express itself back out. Amen. It'll turn a frown into a smile. Hallelujah. It'll turn a bad day into a good day. Oh my, it'll make those valleys, although they might be valleys, they'll still make you go through them with a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. This is in the Easter seal. Amen. Preached in April 10th, 1965. Paragraph 230. Let's see. It's page 35. Amen. I'm just going to start at the top. So Jesus, so full of this quickening power, said, if you can destroy this temple that took you 40 years you thought to build, I'll raise it up in 3 days. Why could Jesus say that? I want to ask you. Why could Jesus say a thing like that? He knew that he was. Amen. I wish I could make that stick. He knew who he was. He knew that. Every word God had wrote in there of him, he had fulfilled it. And he knew he was the one David spoke of. Amen. And how we've got to find ourselves today in the same precious word. We've got to see for a reality that I am just as much a part of this. Amen. As God is. Hallelujah. We're part of it. Amen. He says, that one David spoke of, do you know you're the ones the Bible speaks of? Do you know your position is in Christ? If you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Do you know this word is just like everyday living to you? Why, sure, it's yours. You're an eagle. That's your food. He knew that by the power of God, he would do it because it was prophesied he would do it. That's the reason he wasn't scared to say, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. Because David said, I'll not leave his soul in hell, neither will I suffer my Holy One to see corruption. He knowed not one cell of his body would corrupt, and it corrupts in 72 hours. He said, destroy this temple, I'll raise it up again, and in 3 days. Why? He was so full of that quickening power that it quickened every word. Amen. Amen. Think of it. He looked back and seen every word God had wrote of him. And the prophet said he fulfilled it. He knowed that it would be fulfilled too. Now every word that God has said, has your spirit said amen to it? It's been fulfilled in your life as a believer? Amen. Things to sit down and ask yourself. And oh my, when you can begin to answer it. Oh, hallelujah. Now he knew it would happen because the word said, I'm sorry, he said, amen, it's been fulfilled in your life as a believer. Do you hold back on something and say, well, my church teaches different? Then be careful, hawk. But notice, eagles believe. There's no question to them. They believe it, notice. Amen. He knew it would happen because the word said it was. And every word wrote of him had to be fulfilled. And he knew that was written by the power of God, by the holy prophets that have prophesied that he would do so. Amen. The same word. He said, I'll teach you all things. Bring all things remembrance. And you'll be a witness of me. Because you've been with me from the beginning. Amen. And he says, now the prophecy that he would do, and a prophecy never fails. It cannot. The word of God can't fail. It is written by the Spirit. Now also the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in your being, your body, it'll also quicken your mortal body. Then shoot it, burn it, do anything you want to, make fun of it, tear it down, turn it down, do what you want, and God will raise it up. He said he would. And every saint of God that has a promise in him knows that's the truth. Amen. Amen. I don't care what about tomorrow. You don't care. Hallelujah. But down inside there's a burning knowing. Amen. God said, Those that sleep wouldn't hinder those that are still alive and remain. And oh my, those that are alive and remain the dead will be caught up to meet them in the air. Oh my, how the word, as you begin to see yourself and find yourself in the precious scriptures, the precious word, as you begin to see that eternal life is yours. It's always been yours. It's just recognizing your day and its message. Recognizing that, oh my, where I came from and where I'm going. Hallelujah. It's just, to recognize something you already had to know to begin with. Amen. Think about that. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. This is in the message, recognizing your day and its message. He says, he's using talking about Israel for just a moment. He says, like Israel, back in the promised land. This is on page 35. She don't know how she got back there. She was just automatically put back there. Why? National force put her in her place because she had to be back there. Amen. According to God's word. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to say something. National force put Israel in her homeland. National force will put the church in the World Council of Churches. Why? God's word said it was going to happen. He showed us through a prophet those things were going to happen, and it's going to happen. And he says, but the power of God will put the World Council of Churches, but the power of God will put the people in the bride. The world forces this way and the world forces that way, but God forces upward. The Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, my Word is Spirit and it is life, will put that bride in her place because she'll recognize her position in the Word when she's in Christ and will put her in her place. No national force will do it, but national force did drive Israel to the homeland, and national forces of the Council of Churches will drive every organization into it. But the power of God will raise that bride into glory and out of it. Oh, he says, oh, people, recognize your day as Jesus warned you. Oh, my, how we ought to be looking. Amen. As this word's coming forth, this is, Lord. Yes. Pour it into my heart, Lord. Let me see. Oh, if I go through life as the disciples were at that point, maybe a little despondent, a little discouraged. Well, I know the word said. I know the word said this would happen in my life, and I know the word said this would happen. Don't be discouraged. He's here every night. He's wherever you want to meet him. He'll meet you beside your bed. He'll meet you in the living room floor. He'll meet you out in the woods or on a pond fishing somewhere to prove to you that he is God and he is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And oh my, he will reveal himself to you. Oh my, when he sees fit. Hallelujah. And oh my, you'll know that you know. Amen, that he is the master of the wind. Amen. Oh my, he is in control of all things. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. Oh my, saints. But he reveals his own word. He interprets his own word. Oh my, he doesn't have no lips or hands, as our prophet said, in this last day. But yours and ours. He's got a ministry here that he just uses their lips. And he built them to be to have their spirit right, that he could lay the things upon their heart to bring. Amen. And oh my, how we ought to just lay open before the word of God. Amen. And totally be a people in this last hour. Amen. So many people still get so offended because, oh, the pastor brought this or the pastor said that. But oh my, how we ought to be a people, no matter, as long as it's the word. Amen. Lord, I'm open to it. Open my heart, Lord, and reveal it. And oh my, you watch it bring about that change. You watch that jubilation come up in the inside. You watch that stimulation of revelation begin to bubble up out of you. Amen. And it'll cause the singing. It'll cause the joy in your heart. It'll cause a praise. Oh my, all day long, every day, wherever you are. Hallelujah. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. A short exhortation. But oh my, I pray it'll stir our hearts a little bit. Amen. Just remember that same God, is alive today. He was here with the prophet. Amen. He was even photographed in the flowers. Oh my. On the shoulder of our prophet is a light. Oh my. God come down to reveal his own word. Amen. He done mighty things. Oh. And all many people, all they saw was a man doing works and wonders. But I'll never forget that little centurion as he come to Jesus. Just say the word. Amen. And I know my servant will be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was revealed to him. He had done and seen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I pray this precious word will just become so big to us. Hallelujah. Amen. It's ought to be a joy in serving Jesus. Amen. Amen. Life's not a bed of roses. But there's joy in serving Jesus. Amen. There's a joy of your salvation. Amen. A happiness and a peace. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Amen. I think there's a little song like that. There's joy in serving Jesus, but I don't know how it goes. Amen. But oh my, let's just sing that little chorus. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. And the half has not been told. Oh, what a day it's going to be, saints, and I see it coming. Hallelujah. You know, you see little things in the news, and oh my, it just looks so bleak, and people start getting scared. But oh, to know that it doesn't matter. I know before the first atomic bomb or whatever they want to use or whatever might happen, he said our feet would leave this whole earth. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's going to happen. But what a joy. It shouldn't be something that scares us. But we should be looking, loving, and longing to appearing to the Lord. And you can't do that if you don't know where you're standing. But oh, when you begin to see the reality of the word taking a hold in your life, and you begin to see that, that's me. And I see that. Oh, there's an overcoming in my life. It's a press every day. It's greater. Oh, then oh, what a sweet peace and joy. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Well, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory.
Make sure that we know exactly who we are, where we came from, know we're going to be in that rapture. Oh my, I'm just so thankful. I was putting those words together as our brother was reading it and bringing it forth and how he's expressing it and just applied it in my own life. I trust it's what you all are doing. And putting it all together and with what the Holy Ghost has been just opening our understanding to and just building a tremendous picture. It's so glorious. And I was thinking again, and he mentioned about Job. And think about it again. If I were to give you a word test tonight, declare if thou hast understanding. Now listen. The prophet said, I renew your mind. All these things I renew your mind too. The prophet said, it is a life you don't live yourself.
Amen.
Now, if God's mouthpiece, which was God speaking through that prophet's lips, said that, God had to make the way.
Amen.
Because he knew we couldn't do it.
Right.
Is that right? Pretty simple, isn't it? Now, remember, I ask you, we'll take let's take a test. Declare if thou hast understanding. Okay, declare. Now, do we realize, just say it again. This is a life you don't live yourself. Christ comes in and lives by his self.
Yes.
Isn't that what the prophet said?
Amen.
Now think, Brother Timothy kind of, he didn't go that far, but in St. John 14:19. Because I live,
yes.
Ye shall live also.
Amen.
We can't do it,
right.
But he's going to do it for us.
Amen.
Oh my. I am Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
I am the first and the last.
Amen.
The wife,
yes.
The bride.
Yes.
and Omega, the Omega. He's done it all.
Amen.
Declare if thou hast understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. By grace, I understand. Amen. And it's just getting more sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. And for years, you got to be honest. We have tried and tried and tried to live this life.
Amen.
We've tried and tried and we get discouraged. And we try again. The message comes and we get discouraged and we get hurt sometimes, as Brother Timothy mentioned, and people get a little upset because of what the preacher has said, because it's nipping on them, because of the sin that's in their life and so forth. And yet, knowing all that, we can't do it. But if he can get us to a complete realization, a perfect revelation, that he's going to do it completely for us.
Amen.
Blessed assurance.
Amen.
No wonder it takes that surrenderance and being a prisoner to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're just completely yielding to him. Say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Here I am, Lord. I can do nothing without him.
Amen.
Ain't that what Jesus himself said?
Amen.
I can do nothing unless the Father shows me first. And he also said later on in the scripture, he said, he was talking about us. I can do nothing without him. Nothing. Because we can't do it.
Amen.
And we've got to realize that.
Amen.
It's surrendering to him.
Amen.
And if it's going to live, it's by what he gave you.
Amen.
And he blessed you with desire.
Yeah.
He blessed you with filling you with that precious Holy Spirit of his. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. No wonder it's joy unspeakable.
Amen.
And full of glory. And guess what? The half has never been told.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, it's just so wonderful to be here. And Lord, have our lives just refreshed in your precious Holy Spirit as we've gathered here. And Lord, to hear the word of God come forth and know that it's not, as we would say, and we hear it said many times, Lord, in the natural people express in a way of, it's not Greek to us. No, it's reality. Lord, it's something you've given to us. And it says our brother expressed, Lord, of those ones that had a revelation received. Lord, they were sparked to life. Like the little woman he was talking about. Lord, she went running down through the streets. Is this the Messiah? Ain't this the Messiah? I found the Messiah. Oh, my. And Lord Jesus, and as the other one said, did not our hearts burn within us as we walked along the way? Oh, my, as he spoke to us. And Lord, how it does the same thing today. How we appreciate it, Lord. Father, we by faith find ourselves being identified in that scripture. The scriptures that you gave to us, Lord, we're being identified with it. And we appreciate it. We just ask now, Lord, that you continue to reveal the word to us and give us revelation in such a way that it'll remove every bit of doubt out of our hearts. Every speck of it, Lord. The Father, everything you speak, as a brother mentioned also, it'd be amen. Amen. I see that. And Lord, the inspiration, the Lord, the stimulation of revelation would be present as every word comes forth. God, help us now. And help us, Lord, to surrender all to you. For you are the only one that knows how to do everything. You're the only one that knows. And you're the only one that can do it. So Lord, help us just to be those that yield to you. No wonder Apostle Paul said those great words, I live, yet it's not I, but it is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless us now. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry, Lord. Help us to be yielded to you. We'll give you the glory and the honor for it. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory.